A crowd of about 4,000 inside the gated parking lot and an undetermined number outside on the street heard Mitt Romney say, "This is our time."
I've been watching some of the President Obama's rallies, and they chant four more years. And today they're 28 days before the election. I think the right chant ought to be for them four more weeks. All right.
Romney said he would not raise taxes on small businesses, implying that President Obama would. And like President Obama, he also knows that Ohioans are part of the new boom in natural gas drilling.
Number one, we're going to take advantage of our oil, our gas, our coal, our nuclear, our renewables. We have abundant natural resources, and taking advantage of them will put people to work in the energy sector. It will also bring back manufacturing.
Another topic that has some resonance in Ohio, sparked by Senate Bill 5, is disfavor with public sector unions. Romney called American public schools an embarrassment.
It's also unfair to our kids to have our schools performing in the bottom third of the world. I will make sure it's time to put our kids and our parents and the teachers first and the teachers' union behind.
But the topic Governor Romney kept coming back to was shrinking government and cutting spending to balance the budget. He said he would cut taxes for small businesses and not cut spending for the military, though he offered no plan for raising revenue. His fans came from 50 miles in all directions, and some from just across the street. They had a variety of reasons for backing their guy.
Romney,
what do you like about him?
Truthful.
I would like to see a president that'll sit down and meet with Benjamin Netanyahu when the Middle East is on fire right now.
You know, I like his tax plan. I like the fact he's going to do something about the debt, which I don't think Obama's done. You know, Obama's basically quadrupled the debt.
And we think he is the most honest, decent person. And we just hope he wins, and we've got a good chance now.
I think he tells the truth. I think he's telling the truth. I think he has a conservative opinion.
I like the fact that he's for your right to bear arms. He's not trying to take that right away from you. He's pro-life.
I like that Mitt's putting the jobs first, and he wants to put our allies first versus wait and see and hope for the best. Well, that doesn't work.
Which allies?
Well, Israel, for instance. He's throwing them under the bus.
We like just about everything about him, everything, and we like nothing about President Obama.
Have strong, strong foreign policy, not weak foreign policy, to allow the world to be burning right before our eyes.
When you say that, do you mean you would like the U.S. to get involved in, say, Syria?
That's not what I said. I said I want strong foreign policy.
A couple of those rare and sought-after undecided voters were in the audience. Matt and Wendy Ross of Wadsworth supported George W. Bush, then Barack Obama, and after listening to Mitt Romney, they're still on the fence.
Yeah, I like on Obama's side, I like the education. Yeah, I feel that, you know, every kid ought to have be entitled to a college education. I think it's gotten completely out of reach for the average family. On Romney's side, you know, I'm definitely for less government, and that's kind of the catch-22 I'm at right now.
I didn't like George Bush. I do blame him for some of the stuff, but Obama promised to fix things, and I just have seen it get worse. So it's a scary time. It's been a very scary time for us.
Romney and Paul Ryan will be back in Ohio on Friday. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Mark Uricki.